Heartland is a small community in northeast Missouri and is home to the state's largest dairy. Heartland Dairy is under investigation from the Occupational Safety and Health Administration after a worker died on the job in September. It's the third death there since 2012. But many of the employees at Heartland aren't the typical dairy workers. They're participants in a rehabilitation program. KBIA's Michaela Tucker tells us more about Heartland Dairy.
Heartland Dairy is one part of the intentional Christian community created by Charles Sharp, who made his fortune as the founder of the Ozark National Life Insurance Company. Heartland is a small community in northeast Missouri, just a little larger than four square blocks. It's complete with shops, a church, and a school. KBIA profiled the community in a half-hour-long program last year. About 12 miles outside the main Heartland campus is the Men's Recovery Program, a 12-month-long program that aims to rehabilitate addicts and felons. In a 2013 interview, Sharp told KBIA, Heartland's program works, unlike prisons in Missouri.
Very, very, very seldom do we have anyone that leaves here that ever goes back to prison. Very seldom. The state has about a 90% return to prison.
The program focuses on recovery through spirituality, work, education, and counseling. The men are housed in a facility just down the road from Heartland Dairy. According to Heartland's website, the majority of men in the program work at the dairy. When our reporting team visited Heartland in 2013, we spoke with Bubba, who is the dairy manager and a graduate of the Men's Recovery Program. Bubba said many of the workers at the dairy don't have a lot of experience.
Most everybody that comes here has no cattle background, no kind of training for even running tractors or driving big trucks or anything like that.
And Bubba said because of the lack of experience, they rely on protocol.
A lot of dairies run on experience, and we don't have a whole lot of that here, so we run off protocol. We try to do things by the protocol and try to continue to follow that to keep things going.
But since 2012, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, has issued 37 violations to Heartland Dairy. OSHA spokesperson Rhonda Burke says 8 of those violations were issued in March.
Some of those hazards were not turning off power to equipment prior to allowing employees to work on that equipment.
Burke says these violations exposed workers to the risk of electrocution. Other violations included an unmarked opening in the floor and the failure to provide workers with masks while working with chemicals. Sharp Holdings, Inc., which owns the dairy, is contesting the most recent set of violations and the $54,500 fine that comes with them. In addition to the violations, 3 workers have died at the dairy since 2012. According to the OSHA investigation, in October 2012, a worker died when he was struck by a tire rim. Burke says in 2014, a worker died in a fall.
A 35-year-old worker who was doing maintenance on an overhead door died when he fell off a ladder and struck a concrete floor at the dairy farm.
And in September, a 51-year-old worker was ejected from a moving vehicle, according to OSHA's press release. In these cases, the men were airlifted to hospitals in Quincy, Illinois, where they died. The coroner in these cases could not be reached for comment. Without access to death certificates, it is unclear if these men were in the recovery program or if they were members of the Heartland community. Heartland did not return our request for an interview for this story. OSHA is currently investigating Heartland Dairy for the most recent death. For KBIA News, I'm Michaela Tucker.